Ja sam Vladimir Gudac. Tu u Zagrebu sam profesor na školi za primjenjenu umjetnost i dizajn i nešto predajem na fakultetu u Rijeci. So I would like to thank you for text that you invite me, and I try to explain my position on your questions, or some of your questions on English, which is not perfect, but I hope you can understand me. Competition in the questions of art, of the contemporary art, let's say the last 50 years, let's say like that, the period after the Second World War, including the other wars which was happened in the world, and the civil war in Croatia, I can say that the competition in this field is based on troubles and difficulties of understanding of contemporary art, and this is not very new things in new thing in European art. Europe and this Western, so-called Western countries, and after 89, Ost Europe and West Europe and America and other countries which included this type of globalized culture. It's some long story because of first trauma of historical avant-garde on the beginning of the 20th century, in which period was so short, short time, in which it's happened a lot of new and before not known thinking and activities and praxis in art as something which was never before, so-called never before, because we know that we have so quite big breaks in 16th century in Europe, like Mannerist art. But let's say now, in one side is that the people on the beginning of the 20th century was really sick of all changes, and they change some very big in the big field. They change way of life, like a revolution in Russia. One part of society want to be in some kind of activity to change the things. I mean, change really, really, really deep, not just a style or something like that. With the example of Russian avant-garde, which was more known and more accepted in the Western culture than in Ost countries, because in Ost countries was not so, was all forbidden or was not too popular. Just a little bit. In Western, you can see Malevich before than you see in Russia in the time of Cold War. So the changing of in this part of historical avant-garde was more accepted after Stalin period, and in the time of this period was more accepted in the West than in Ost. And this is the first problem. So why and how was it possible that some kind of avant-garde was not active and going on to the end in this time, has to be? So we have a phenomena that some kind of avant-garde in half of Europe, it's actual after Berlin, not before. So in some countries was really forbidden. This is the first problem why the people doesn't understand what the period of after the period of 60 years is not so compact known to the people, because it's really a political question. In the between time, it has developed a lot of things which is coming relation, let's say Berlin, Paris, New York. So then it's coming influence from America, which influence from America was quasi quasi Western understanding of the things, but American culture is another culture than Europe. Europe has more responsibilities on the tradition. America was not so deep in tradition, but pop art, like in the 60s, for example, or things in the pop culture which come from America, field of art, dealing of mercantile things, influenced on the Europe, and in the Europe was not a good understanding of this, what is happened. So this is a second moment of the problem, how the people doesn't understand very, very well, or how they understand it at all, the things what happen in the art in generally, not special schools or special institutes or the museums and galleries. And then was the period of trying to make some other system of cultural fields, which is coming with the new technology on the end of 70s, 60s to 80s, and which is now present in any kid home, kid room, which is called globalization. So in this globalization system, which is not too well globalized and which is not a very human, it's some kind of one part is some kind of capitalistic system of producing the same shit as before, but with very cheap workers. Like we sit here, but we have workers in some villages near Honolulu, in China. And this is what I think about globalization. Another positive thing of globalization is that you can really sit in your home, and then you can have information as never before. So this is a positive. But the question is, and the question stay now, how we understand the information which come from the different parts, because they have except the first level of information, what, where, why, and in the how much. Globalized system, which is very, very, very quick information system, doesn't give us the ground of meanings what really happened, because you know the thing in art, they have different levels of values, not only surface, and the globalization bring surface information, but deeply it's not possible. So, and my opinion is that this phenomena bring more misunderstandings that understanding in the present time. As I told young people, let's say now about young people, because of education, you know, in the education system means you be with the young people in connection more than other. Not I communicate with young people more than with the colleagues. I mean, as I told, communication system is so easy that you can have information. So it's easy. It's very easy to make a photo, because you make your photo with the camera. Everybody has some digital camera, and everybody has some mobile phone, and they make always a photo and always the pictures. But this is pictures and photos which have no other value than just some kind of recording on joke with something that you have picture. So you have picture like as you have some small SMS, how are you, and you have picture, but this production doesn't have nothing with creativity. This is the first. So the problem is creativity. The second problem is how they understand the information you can have from every part of the world. So this is a big misunderstanding what something mean, for example, this is some very simple information about some visual present of a white color. What means white color? In no time, no space information, because white color has maybe in some parts some symbolical symbolical quality, in another part this is another quality, and in the third part is some metaphorical question, and in some small cultural cries has maybe something other. So the understanding of this, what somebody have seen in your information in screen, white color, doesn't mean nothing. So this is a bigger problem. After this big information frequency of any minute, without any sense. So in education, my opinion is first to take a strong theoretical position to criticize media, or we can say to understanding media. I think that it's very important to speak and to work in any possible levels, workshops, and any question, anyhow, anywhere. To take to the people critical opinions about media. So to understand what media really has as language. Because if you don't understand media, for example, if you don't know that the analogic photography is other things that digital picture, you cannot understand what means that somebody has a simple photo, for example, of some mountain which are high 7,000 meters. If you don't have information that it is really authentic analog photography, then you can think, oh, it's somebody joke in computer in his home. You lose the important moment of aesthetic of photography, for example. Or so is with the film, with the movie, with the literature, with that. But the first two, as a TV or media on TV, the digital picture and photography now in the moment is very good example. For example, to explain somebody what's really happened here, right? What is controlling on the some point, what really means, what is let's say vocabulary, what means saying something with people. Then it's a very important thing to understand that to work on the subject, on how is something made today, because electronic picture in any case doesn't have a lot of information which are very important in the past time, in the history of avant-garde. For example, surface. We don't know, the young people that doesn't understand what surface is in material thing. I mean, they don't have hands, they have just eyes. So if it's something cold, or if something wet, or if something is has some reliefs, this experience go. It's very far from the young people. They really don't have information about touching. It's just watching. It means sculpture means looking on something, not having some space experience. That means it could be that in the future the experience of every world, which is more dimensional, could be only visual, and visual is really not all. And in this way, I like to teach more and make workshops with very simple experiences which are not visual in the moment when it's not need to be visual. I mean, how you behave, what you can understand in dark, then experiences to going in the floor, so you know, going in the steps or staying in the earth and touching earth with the hand or water, which is very simple but is very very important to understand. Visual, so-called classical visual art, is not anymore visual art. This is the third important question, and included all these discussions and working on this subject, that working on the questions of art today means that this art is not, they have this name as a term, doesn't have too much together with the terms of beginning of the avant-garde, because that in that time it was attack on the classical art, but stay in the position of visual art. But after some actions of futurists, and especially on the end of 50s and 60s with the conceptual art, and after that in any directions, we cannot speak that art is visual art. And that means you have to include it all different experiences to understand what's really happened. You cannot interpret, for example, Marcel Duchamp as this simple information system, like this is a thing which is not already on the street or in the store, this is now in the gallery. This is the theory of translation now is nothing, and in gallery is something, which is absolutely wrong. That this doesn't have nothing to do, because Duchamp was saying in the beginning of 20th century very clear, I don't make transporting of things from one space to another space to making a different in semantical way. He made this in the brain, and you can really sit in any space to understand what ready made is. But in theory, the people who has a problem with this, for example, one of the first problem in visual or not visual, they try to explain Duchamp or things like that, like visual art, you know? But it's not a visual art. This is not visual. It's not sculpture. It's not a painting or something like that. This tradition is very strong because in Europe from the beginning of 20th century the artist was in the troubles. They was first not accepted in the society. They have troubles with the traditional critics, and they was in position to make their own everybody from this field. So a lot of artists became to be theoretical, because they have to explain your own position. Why? Because nobody understand what they make, or they was attacked. And this is a period when the artists start to be their own self philosoph of this own work. We have examples in the whole this period of the 20th century. Let's say, for example, Kandinsky. Kandinsky was the same brilliant painter as brilliant theoretical. So after that came developing, some of these theoretical opinions. They come from the side of artists, not from critics. It cannot be some critical, some philosopher who understand better than an artist at that moment what really the theoretical basis of work is. And this is interesting, that which is not so good for art history and theoretical people, which has to confess that the understanding of so-called modern art in the beginning of 20th century is easier thanks to artists, not to theoretical. It was not theoretical people who was better than Kandinsky when he speak about abstract painting, and no better theoretical on concept art than Joseph Kosuth, for example, and so on and so on. So this is it's very important to understand that artists make a good and an important role in promotion, which is not only work for themselves. Then they started to be theoretical, theoretically clear. Or theoretically good, so good theoretically as practically when they have the work which they made. And then in the 70s was quite the same. So some theoretical work was the art piece. So, and interviews was art piece, and writing about art was a piece, and art piece. Huh? And this is the ground zero. So no theory, no praxis in the art, then in conceptual art was the same. The text was the same. So, but after that, in this crisis, of on the end of the 70s, in the 80s, started the so-called I call this imperia of criticism. So then start they was the sum of people which was promoting in the second level, second hand promoting 70s. They started now to be first hand promoter of new painting or like something like that in 80s, and then was a phenomena of exhibitions, which was exhibition of somebody who made I don't know trans avant-garde or new painting or something like that, which is not coming from artists. It's coming directly from critics, people who made I don't know some subject, some name, and they made this subject in the Biennale in Venice or something like that, like project. Come on, people, here I write that you are now, I don't know, alchemical artist, and you just paint. You just have to be stupid and you just paint. I say this really, really simple. This is not good for art, because it takes artists in position to be, you know, small kid, which expects from the big guru to become some, you know, something for it, and you are very good, and you are not good. And here is the question of selection. And I always remember the 18th century Roman Tom Jones, in the time when was the first mercantilistic system in Europe. Then we have some novels in the literature. This is very important. It's speech about some guy who was supporting some chief, and chief was a doctor, and the doctor told one day that he developed some universal medics, something which helps for everybody ever. So you just drink this and then you don't have problem with your health. And it was very popular, and the people comes here, and the universal helping substance was water, and everybody comes here, you know, because it was very, very famous that this is universal. You just drink water, no pain, nothing. And he was just walking with him, just drinking water, and the doctor was the brain of new idea. And the people comes, and they stay on the streets, and they drink water, and they go on. And after 1 month, his assistant told the doctor, "Excuse me, doctor, but the people dying here on the street with your water. But maybe it's your medicament. It's not so universal." He said, "You're stupid. You are just little. You just see, I am doctor." And the people come. It was very famous because everybody has some problem. And they drink water and they die on the street. And after 1 year, the small say to the doctor, "Excuse me, doctor, but the people dying in the street." And the doctor say, okay, I see. But what can I make? Because my book about this is already in printing. I cannot go back now." So this is like I see the big exhibitions like Kassel or Venice. Because I am not responsible, you know, for saying something other. Bologna process is also good and bad, né? And no only good things, of course, but not only bad things. Communication between the people and the changing, exchanging, like some kind of residency, you know, artists in residence, students in residence. It's okay. I mean, the people was in the 60s with the autostop, you know, residencing in all the world, and that was no name for this, because somebody stay here and visit somebody. Now it's everybody, and everything has to be nominated, you know, as artist in residence. I'm coming here, you come here, and we talk about, and we sit here 2 days, and we spoke about, and looking at the sky, and it is his name, his workshop, you know. This workshop and all these things, you know, this is some kind also starting to be very boring marketing thing. Very boring. Everything is workshop. Everybody, we sit here and this is workshop. But workshop means making something creative. Creative, it's not a program that we meet each other today and after that we have some formula to be a creative. This is an instant soup, you know, two minutes for cooking. This is too instant. Working is a hard thing, not so quick. But I think that changing. It's very natural. The people have to communicate and to visit the thing. But as I told you in the beginning, it's a big question for me how the people from different parts understand the same subject which could be in the moment in the table. How we really, if we really see the same, this piece of paper here. My experience told me no, not. It's not the truth. We can sit here and we can say, okay, this is a blue color here and everybody understand everything, but it's not the question of surface. The understanding things today is to understanding deeply theoretically, which I agree to this, deeply theoretically, but also with some experiences which is not only reading, you know, which is active looking, active hearing, active understanding 10 words in some book, but really understanding. Today is for my opinion, some kind of of pressure to be more very, very panoramic informate, but informate to be informate. I mean, have you read this book? Yes, I read it. Oh, good. We know what we, who we are, but this is not the point of creating. Creating means new questions, new answers, new questions. Not have you read it? Then have you read it? My text. Where is my text? Do you have your text? Now, here, not text 2 years ago or 10 years ago. Do we have a new text now? And do we have some new questions and new answers? If we don't have new questions on the old things, and if we don't have new answers on the new things which are now important. And now it's important. It's art, really something we know from the beginning of the century. I answer yes or not. Somebody has not understand, for example, the art of 19th century, and which sit here near us. They have problem with the art of 19th century. We maybe have here another problem. The idea of linear avant-garde, linear time, that we have something which is now old-fashioned, it's down. It doesn't exist history which is a linear line. I think that must be build some position for making really a new questions. What really is going on? Very theoretically. I mean, theoretically in any case, not theoretically to explain some art piece or as example in the galleries or something. What really is happened? And then do we have some good wish and energy to make a new position in the world which is like it is? But not to make a new position to say, okay, the world is like is, and we have to include it in this world. For example, world is market, we have to be artists with market education. This is wrong. This has nothing to do. If we have to go in the market, we don't have to be artists. We just have to sell something. I mean, selling something, it's okay selling, you know, fruits and wood or paper. Why you have to sell art? If you make art, you have to create your position, which was already clear in the 70s. Position of art is not understandable to a lot of people because it's the wonder in position of market. No. How long you need for make something? Your work, for example. You make some work. How long you need this? Is this compatible to somebody who work 8 hours for $2? No question. It's not possible. So the marketing world doesn't have any idea what make with this art. How is art producing the things? I mean, how can you say this piece cost $200? Is this ours? Is material? What is? So doesn't have nothing. But with the marketing, which deal with the with something which is more psychological way of marketing. For example, this artist is mad, this artist is tragic, this is a very famous artist because it was in any party in the world like Andy Warhol. You can sell something which is just name, you know. But if some other people which doesn't have this, which are not which doesn't like to be included in this mythological world, this is mythological, making a mythos and selling. If you are not name, you cannot sell nothing. But if you are a worker, in the classical way of thing that you work in the factory, you don't have to be named to become your $10 for an hour or something like that. So first you have to be name. When you have, when, how you make your name? The name is including in the some mythological thing and selling really nothing, which is your work. This is the biggest problem of theory, because our critics have in the future really big big work to do, big deal, big work to do. My opinion is first has to be every possible side of the world and every possible potential of men's, the people who care about something which was in the history art, to make the position of this kind of activity to take this activity like in the level of other activities which in the moment in the world exist. I mean, what is art? And how the artist make this art, and what is producing things, working as farmer, and so on. And then, when the situation has to be clear, when we come in position that no criticism, no theory, no other things, or no aesthetic in this world could answer definitively on the question: this is not. Because if we answer, then the thing is finished. Has to open the new side of of thinking about not quantity then quality of the life. So first, the human has to understand what is the life of the human beings in the future. If you want in the future to be a stupid zombie, we don't need art and any other theory is here. I mean, it's a tragic, you know. It's a fault of 10 people who make some activity which is old fashioned and nobody cares for nothing. If we want to be in the future as human beings, somebody who is not one-dimensional, then we have to say, okay, producing this is make you one-dimensional, occupate with this. Because of this, and this, open your mind. If we come to a position to say, okay, the art is, for example, activity which open your mind as human being, then this is the price. Yeah. And this is not the price. At least this is the water. If I don't know if I'm clear, but I try to be clear. If in the present time of next 20 or 40 or 50 years. Human, which are cooking all this thing, you know, doesn't have a good wish to say, okay, this is not interested. This is interesting. Why we make this? What we really expect? What the people made in this? And then if we say, okay, a lot of. Romantic things of 19th century is already out. A lot of mythos of 20th century to be famous and rich is out. A lot of dictator of somebody who knows and somebody who doesn't have any big opinion is out. The old and never-ending story about this, what's really in this field has happened, come to a bigger crisis you can imagine, because in 19th century was started the mythos that artists are not, that nobody understand artists like Van Gogh. Now is it's a very big question if in the next 50 years people really care about this, what somebody make as some activity, which is really activity, which is the unique activity in the moment in the world, in which somebody, because of himself, not of society, you don't have to do nothing. You as artist, you don't have to do nothing. You just can sit at home and say, okay, I am not artist, and this is finished. So why and how somebody, without any meaning in the beginning, I mean, as clear, not after that, leaving from, say, okay, stay on the position, say, okay, I made something. For who? I don't know for who. I make this because I have to make this. This is something which I see that it has some qualities. And I have to do so something. And this is now my work. And when this human goes to the other people to with this thing to show this, the society start to react, and they react and say, okay, go home, this is nothing. 100 people say, okay, this is nothing. The question is, as in 100 years before, is this nothing? How can the people of 100 people in this vulgar sociological way of thinking say this is nothing and then it's nothing? How? We have to think about all this materialistic world system, especially on sociology, which was very simplified the world. The question in the future is to understand what really is this substance of this work which somebody made really from himself. When somebody must to make something, you know, the people who discover something, they just discover something, like you know, Nikola Tesla or Edison or so on. They just discover something. They was not workers to work, and I have to make something for human, for society, for human beings. No, I'm just something, somebody who has something to say. Then has to be really some other already not presented. Today is this theory or philosophy of art, but in the future has to be some more developed to say, okay, we see with our mental possibilities that this is something here which has quality, and then if it has quality, this quality has to be supported as any other work, because if somebody work in some industry 30 years making wooden pieces every day in the same in the same machine, this is nothing. This is this called production. Art is not production. So one book is gesture, another is the philosophy of photography. Wilhelm Flusser say that producting doesn't belong to art. Somebody who make art product nothing. It doesn't work. You know, when you started to ignorate your camera as she can make the best, then you started to create. This is just boring and developing. This is boring, not developing, boring, repeating. This is, we just live in repeating. Going out of repeating is creative. And of course, if we don't make a new position to say, okay, how somebody could live because it's not repeating, because it's not working. First we have to change, humans, have to change idea about this, what is working. Because working goes down now, you know, every week, 2,000 people doesn't work, you know. They close the factory now of, I don't know, car industry in London. 2,000 people tomorrow doesn't work, because work goes down, you know. Goes down. And the position which has to be developed in the future is position to understand how to support artists. Then first to explain to people that the work is in crisis. First crisis in the world, in the worst world, is the work. Who really work? What is working? it's working, making metal things. No, if you don't sell, you just close your factory.
You won't close your atelier because you don't have success in the market.
No. And this is art. A working system in the West in the crisis, Eastern crisis. And this work system, which joke like before, no, exists in the moment only because of producing in Sichuan, selling in New York, or Berlin, or Zagreb, or Moscow. This is a situation of crisis, which is already not so visible, but from day to day. From day to day, thousands of people doesn't work. These people, which doesn't work now, 2,000 people in the automobilistic industry, they became very high support from the state. Which side is this who support this? This is the worker who work for $1 per day. And you have some thousand euro for your social support. But this is a very cynical and no future. And then question, what is art here? Any art here is the stars over black land, if you connect it to this producting. I personally was started in the end of my education period in the 60s, end of 60s in the so-called middle school, and I was very ambitious, orientated to present my work because I was young and naive, and I was thinking that my work is should be interested for the people. And I was going from the place to place and put it my work and said, did you see my work? You know, this is called exhibition. You see my work, and somebody say, oh, it's very nice. Somebody say, well, go on. And so I started to be some who presented in the classical way of presenting, that means galleries or something like that. I was very proud, and some say, okay, we make some exhibition. Could you be? We wanted to be included. Could you enjoy us? And then I bring some work, and then the work was between other works. And I say, I start to be a famous artist, and then so this is the beginning of the things. I think a lot of people make it this way. And then there was a few time in situation that I see that. Just some people say, okay, this is not interesting, and I was not presented in some selections because it was not interesting for the people who make selection. And I was very impressed, and on the way to trauma, because I think in the moment, oh, this means this work is not interesting, and I bring this work. You know, from open space, and this work doesn't exist because it was not accepted for an exhibition which called Salon Lala. And this one work was accepted, existed here. And this you don't like, and I take this and I say, okay, this must be nothing. And I have wrote a lot of things which must be nothing. And then after that I understand, no, this why work I make, and this work I make, this is for me something. And maybe this is work which is wrong. And I then take all works and say, okay, I don't make in this system nothing, because it's some kind of, not that I ignore the people who say, okay, this is not. Other questions is the criteria, but for me it was not important. Then I read a lot of texts of the people who say, okay, I don't have to be too much trauma if somebody say, okay, your work is in the moment, because it's after 10 years comes something and say, ah, we make now 60s, do you have something? Because you know, then you'll be 60s, and then somebody say, ah, we make 60s, and all your shit they want to expose. And I say, no, I don't have nothing. You know, it's not good. Forget. I see now that my work is nothing. No 60s. No. Because you won't make some mechanically. If it's 20 or 30 years ago, something is made. And I see and I say, okay, I'm not agree with this. This is my work which doesn't have sense. you cannot take this because it's 60s. For me, 60 is nothing. This is a mythological, mythological way of making nothing, which is just mechanical. So, and that was the second which I go back. Then the important I go back from the so-called scene is that I work in gallery, and I think this is immoral that I work in gallery and they expose my work, because I know galleries, you know, and I can all the time put it my work in any exhibition, because if they don't take my work, then they cannot expose in a gallery. I curate and then I go back, you know. I don't like to make my work for, because of this, that I know that the people accept my works even they don't like, because they have to come to me tomorrow or day or their kids to say I want to expose something in gallery. So it was 10 years that I worked, but not for the public. I was working a lot of things, and I was exposed in Germany, for example, in very, for me, very important experiences in Italy. And so this is the end of the 90s, of the 80s. In the 90s was war. I was half a year directly, but one year or so, but half a year I was in the war. I mean, as a worker, as a soldier, really. I mean, classical soldier, as you see in documentaries. And after that, I started to work in school because I was thinking that especially here in Croatia, in the moment was important to work in school because of young people which was trauma of war, and which was situation was absolutely bad. I mean, in society in '92, I started to work in school. It was bombing in the city, and until '95 was bombing. I was sitting in the class here, 100 meters from here, in the middle of the day, and I was hearing explosion. I was looking to the window, and the people was dead in the square of theater. I looked from the one window, and I was in the school. And I think it was for me important that I work in school, because schools in the time was, you know, 2 days you work and one day you just sit in some base, sit and look on bombing on something like that. And this was my decision to going working in the school, because I think the school is important. In any way, in any case, you have this education system or this, if you close the school and say this is the same, because it's not big money you have in school, as professor you'll be not good paid. And everybody said, okay, I work in school, you know, fuck kids. And my position was after war, especially after I come directly from the war fields to going into school.